Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
All right, now, this is Billy F. Gibbons right here, right now, and you're listening to Burnt Ends on WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee.
Friend, 1965, the English Revolution and all that, and looking on hullabaloo, and it's the Sir Douglas Quintet doing She's About a Mover. And then they turn out to be from Texas, which you should have guessed all along. Well, it's 77, and it's 12 years later, and tonight, on stage, live at Armadillo World Headquarters, I'd like to introduce you to the members of the quintet: Frank Morin, Johnny Pettis, Jack Barber, Augie Myers, and Doug Somm. Tonight, the Sir Douglas Quintet. Let's hear it.
Just buzz because of my Friday, friends. Listen to WYXR 91.7 FM, and you are tuned in to the fourth annual Burnand's Groover's Paradise. I'm Eric.
I'm Noel.
Yes, that's right. My buddy Noel, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
Heck yeah.
4 years ago, my show on Thursday night fell on Doug Somm's birthday, and somehow we got the idea that we should do a Doug Somm tribute show. We called it Groover's Paradise. Noel flew in from Arizona, and we've done it every year since. It's no longer really on his birthday or on his death day, but both those days occurred in November, so the way I view it is November is Doug Somm month.
It certainly is, and I'm glad to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Welcome, and I should say welcome back to Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, good to be back.
Yeah, so we started off with a Spanish version of Mendocino, and then an early one, She Digs My Love on Tribe, Noel played. We're talking over Sonny Sitt's instrumental version of Mendocino. And for the next hour, we're going to play nothing but Doug Somm and Sir Douglas Quintet and anything that is Doug adjacent. The only bad thing about this is we only got an hour, and we have about 20 hours of Sir Doug music piled up behind us to get to.
Yeah.
All right, what you got queued up next, bud?
Hey, man, I got another Spanish version because that's the way I roll. Man, I can't even say it. We're just going to hear it.
All right, let's do it.
The Sir Douglas Quintet, I think, are probably the best.
ella. Me la llevo en la cabeza y mamá no puedo con ella. Muchacha, si tú no puedes con esta mugre de agua. Muchacha, si tú no puedes, ¿por qué no llamas a Pedro? Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Es que no puedo con ella.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Ay, nena, ¿quién te rompió tu mucurita de barro? Fue Pedro quien me ayudó, pa' que me hiciste llamarlo. La mucura está en el suelo y mamá no puedo con ella. Me la llevo en la cabeza y mamá no puedo con ella. Mamá no puedo con ella.
Mamá no puedo con ella.
Es que no puedo con ella.
Mamá no puedo con ella.
Ay, nena, ¿quién te rompió tu mucurita de barro? Fue Pedro quien me ayudó, pa' que me hiciste llamarlo. Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Es que no puedo, no puedo con ella.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Me la tuvo la cabeza y no puedo con ella.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Ay, dile a Pedro que me ayude con ella.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Ay, mamacita, yo no puedo, no puedo, no puedo.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
No puedo, no puedo con la mucura de agua.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Esa mucura está muy pesada.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
Mamacita de mi vida está muy pesada.
Mamá, no puedo con ella.
No, 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 no.
I wanna go back to Texas. The Cosmic Cowgirls play. I wanna have some fun in a good old Texas way. Down in Groovy's Paradise, Groovy's Paradise, Groovy's Paradise. Long in Detroit City. Oh, I can't hardly breathe.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Augie.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this is Eric.
Okay, great.
So, Augie, you're on. First of all, welcome and thank you for talking to us. This is our fourth annual Groover's Paradise Doug Somm Show, and I'm so glad that you were able to call in and talk to me.
Well, all right.
So where are you sitting down talking to us tonight, Augie?
In my office.
Are you down in San Antonio?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I thought we would just start by talking a little bit about Doug and how you guys got hooked up.
Well, my mother and dad owned a grocery store, and Doug's parents traded there. And I was 10, and Doug was 9, and I carried the groceries out to the car, and he had a guitar in the back. And I said, "Why don't you play guitar?" And he said, "Yeah." So I play a little bit, and I play piano. So we become friends. And then later on, when I was 14 or 15, I had a band. And he had a band, and he'd come hear me play, or I'd hear him play. We played at record house back in those days.
Well, and then at some point you got the quintet together?
Well, the Dave Clark Five came to San Antonio, and my band, the Golans, Denny Esmond, the Golans, I had a Vox organ. I owned the first Vox organ in America back in those days. And Doug, I opened the show, then Doug's band came on, and I was off stage talking to Mike Smith from the Dave Clark, and pretty soon somebody came up and said, they're going to cancel the show because their Vox organ don't work. And I told Mike, I said, "Well, I have a Vox organ." He said, "No, we have an English Vox organ." I said, "I have one." So he come and looked, he said, "You got the same Vox organ that we have." And so they used my organ that night, and Huey Moe happened to be in the audience. He came to San Antonio to see what the English invasion was. Then he saw me and Doug, and he said, "Y'all both got long hair, and y'all know each other." He said, "Yeah, we've known each other, you know, for almost 20 years. And so he said, "Put a band together, English band, and we'll put a record out." And so we went to, Doug was playing at a club called the Blue Note. He said, "You want to come play with me?" And I said, "Yeah." So I brought my Vox organ in, and it worked out great what we were doing. But there was a couple of dancers, this couple, every time they got on the floor, I don't know her name, his name was Rap. But they would dance, and everybody would move, just watch them dance. And Doug says, she's a body mover. And okay. So we cut a record called She's a Body Mover. And they wouldn't play it on the radio because it said body mover.
Yep.
Back in those days.
That was the first.
But Doug went back in and put She's a Body Mover.
I know, it's still a classic. So I guess I should back up and just, for people listening at home, introduce Augie. I don't think I did that. I was so excited to see you call in that I forgot to mention that we're talking to Augie Myers, who is the organ player in the Sir Douglas Quintet, and also with later Doug Somm stuff, and also had a great solo career recording his own music. Augie Myers and the Western Head Company, and a member of the Texas Tornadoes, and just basically a Texas music legend from San Antonio. And really, after Doug Somm, pretty much the main man in the quintet, and Doug's right-hand man for a lot of years. Did I get that all about right, Augie?
Yeah, that's about right. I remember when me and Doug went to California, we saw in a magazine, Bob Dylan said, the best garage band he ever heard.
That's funny you mentioned
that. Then we met Bob, and I said, "Man, why do you put us down saying we're a garage band?" He said, "No, that was a great saying back those days."
Well, it was, and you know, Bob
garage band. So
yeah, I think Bob was pretty. I think Bob Dylan was pretty stingy with his compliments, but he never missed an opportunity to talk about the quintet and how much he loved you guys.
He loved us, and you know, then he called me. He said, "Bring your magic box to Florida." So I did an album with him in Florida, and I did one in New York with him.
Yeah.
He wanted me to do Modern Times, but I was in Europe.
Hey, you know, speaking
with
of
my band,
speaking of recording with other people, do you remember recording with Chuck Berry in San Francisco in the late '60s when he was doing Mercury?
Yeah.
What do you remember about that?
It was funny. Well, we did we played in San Francisco. That's when we were doing an album with Chuck. But Chuck would say, "Man, those guys are really the great musician, but every half hour they go outside and smoke a joint."
Was he lying?
No, he was saying the truth.
Well, I love
and,
that.
You remember John Hammond?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did several albums with him, and we were in Europe, and we played with Chuck Berry, and I said, you remember the Third Oaks Quintet? He said, yeah, man, y'all the guys, all y'all wanted to do was smoke a joint.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Chuck then, too, had his own vices, so.
Yeah, I know. Chuck was cool at that point. But when we did one Hullabaloo or one of those TV shows back in those days, he opened his guitar and Doug just run his hand along the string. He said, wow, Chuck Berry's guitar. And he said, hey, white boy, don't be touching my equipment.
Yeah, I think that tracks. Well, you know, if I had a Mount Rushmore of American music, Doug and Chuck would both be two of the people on there. So, when did you start cutting your own solo stuff?
Oh, way back in the days. I don't know. Back in, the late 60s. And then I put a couple albums out. And then I had my own label going. And I think I've got 15, 16 albums out now. Then I wrote a song called Hey Baby, Kept My Soul in 86.
Oh, yeah.
And Doug said, man, I like that song. So we started doing it. And then he went to Warner Brothers to get a label. And they said, yeah, but we want the song, you know, Hey Baby, Kept My Soul. But I had it out on Atlantic Records first, and they didn't do nothing. And Jerry Wexler and Doug and me became great friends.
Sure.
And talking all that, he always called us his boys. And we did an album on Atlantic Records with Doug and everybody, but it didn't go too well. So Doug did one album with him and then got off. And then they bought my Kept My Soul, but they didn't do nothing with it, so I just bought my contract back, and Doug said, Warner Brothers wants us to start a big Tex-Mex band, so get your contract back from Atlantic. And I said, I don't want to go on no more major labels. I'm going to start my own label.
All right. Well
I did. And that's what it got us to Atlantic. And then from there, you know, we signed with Warner Brothers, and they bought it.
When you're talking about your label. And your label was... When you're talking about your label, are you talking about the Texas Record Company?
Yeah.
Love that label.
But then when I put Kept My Soul out, I had it on my own label. Hell, I can't even remember the label's name. Anyway, I had it on one of my labels, and Warner Brothers bought it, and me and Freddie Fender and Tom and Doug hired Flaco Jimenez. We were all friends from way back in the 50s with Freddie Fender.
Oh, I love
that. That's what started the Texas Tornadoes.
I mean, four great guys in that band. I love all four of them. So one record you have, your first record, I think, at least your first solo LP. I know you had some singles with Lord August and whatnot, but there's that first Western Head Music Company LP. You remember the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There is that record cover, the photo on it, is one of my all-time favorite record covers. Do you remember it?
Is that the one with me on a green suit?
No, it's the one. That's the one after that. The one I'm talking about is the one where you're on a donkey.
Oh no! Yeah, that was a horse.
That was a.
We were living in California. That horse made more money than I did on that picture.
Well, look. Yeah, you're on a horse, and you're.
That was a horse and Cap Ballou.
And you're handing the horse what appears to be a left-handed cigarette.
It was a joint.
Yeah, exactly. I love that record
cover. You
see
that horse? That horse said, all right. You saw that grin on that horse.
I did. and then, so you basically just played with Doug in various, you know, one way or another. You played with him right to the end, didn't you?
Yeah, totally, man. I mean, when he passed on, I was in New Mexico with Freddie Fender. And my son called me and said, Dad, what are you doing? I said, eating breakfast. He said, sit down. I need to tell you something. And, man, I was ready to just give it all up then, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
it was like losing an arm, man, you know, when Doug passed away. You know, as long as we've been together, all through all the years, we've never had an argument. He said, well, I want to do that. I'm going to go play jazz. And I said, okay, go play jazz. 3 weeks later, he said, man, I didn't make no money.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Then he'd come back to us, you know. We have a friend of ours passed on. He played with Johnny Gimble and a lot of fiddle players. And he was the star of all those fiddle players. But he used to say, man, if you play jazz, if you play three notes wrong, you're playing jazz.
Oh man, well,
we used to crack up.
Well, I want to before we say so long, I want to thank our mutual friend Mike Buck for putting us in touch. That was real nice of him.
Oh, I know Mike. He's a great drummer.
Oh yeah, great guy. Augie,
yeah.
Man, I'm so happy that we got a chance to talk, and I've loved all the records that you played on with Doug, and I love all your solo stuff, and it's such a treat to get to talk to you.
Well, man, I'm sending you my new CD. I'm putting it in mail tomorrow.
Yeah, what's your new record called, man?
Chicken Fried Bacon Grease.
Well, that checks a lot of boxes for me.
Well, you'll read about it when you open the CD and see it here.
Awesome, man. Well, I got my next record queued up is on your Texas Record Company. It's Augie Myers and the Western Headband doing The Sun Shines Down on Me in Texas. We're going to play that next, all right?
That's a great song, man. That's a great song.
Well, Augie,
that's a true song, too.
Yeah, man. Well, you take care of yourself, and thanks again for calling in, man.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, Augie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome.
Shining down on me in Texas. Oh, and I think that I have found my pot of gold. Yes, the sun is shining down on me in Texas. Oh, and there's not another place I'd want to go. Well, the wind is blowing up in Chicago. Oh, and a storm is brewing out in Tennessee, and it's been raining quite a bit down in Georgia, but the sun shines in Texas on me. Yes, the sun is shining down on me in Texas. Oh, and I think that I have found my pot of gold. Yes, the sun is shining down on me in Texas. Oh, and there's not another place I'd want to go.
crazy, crazy, crazy feeling. That's what happens when you're near. Crazy, crazy, 'cause I love you. Crazy, crazy, crazy feeling. My love, I can't see. Crazy, crazy, 'cause I need to. Crazy, crazy, crazy feeling. Don't know what I'm going to do. Crazy, crazy, and I'm falling more and more in love with you. Crazy, crazy feeling. Don't know what I'm going to do. Crazy, crazy, and I'm falling more and more in love with
it's gonna be hard time can't go around trying something different.
I don't know, man. You know me, though, man. You know I'm a simple cat, man. I like that simple stuff, man. I mean, you know where the groove is at. That California thing, that don't get it that far out in space music, man. Play the real thing, man. I'm running down. You know, man.
I guess I should have written that to let you know that I was coming home. I've been gone so many years, didn't realize you had a phone. Saw your cattle coming in, boy, they're looking mighty flat and slick. I saw Fred at the service station, told me that his wife was all sick. My record on the radio, well, it's just another song. And I got a hit recorded, be out on the market for too long. I got this ring in Mexico, though it didn't cost me quite a bunch. When you're in the business that I'm in, people call it putting up front. I know I lost a little weight, I guess I'm looking kind of pale. You know me better, Dad, swear that I just gotten out of jail. No, we don't call them beer joints, nightclubs or the places where I work. Meet a lot of people there, no, there ain't no chance of getting hurt. Well, I knew you was gonna ask me, who's the lady that's sleeping in the car? That's just a girl who works for me. Man, she plays a pretty mean guitar. You worked in San Antonio last night. She didn't even have the time to dress. She drove me down from Nashville. And I tell the truth, I guess she needs a rest. Dad, I gotta go. Got a gig in San Francisco tonight. But let me write your number down. I'll call you and I promise you I'll write. Now you're good, you better be not chasing all them women that you know. And if you see Barbara Walker, please tell her that I said hello.
How about that, folks? Augie Myers.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, last year we had J.J. Light, Jimmy Stallings. This year we had Augie Myers. What's next year?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you're going to top that one, buddy.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be tough. Thanks again to Augie for calling in. I could have talked to him all night, but we had to get back to the records. What a guy.
Yes.
Let's not even back announce, other than say we've just been playing nothing but Doug Somm and Sir Douglas Quintet and Augie Myers related material, because this is the 4th annual Groover's Paradise. I'm Eric. I'm here with my buddy Noel, who comes in every year to do this show with me from Arizona.
And I want to shout out to everybody listening from Arizona, and especially my lovely wife, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
And everybody else around the country. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. So, Noel. You got anything you want to say? About man. Doug? About your love of Doug?
I love Doug. I discovered him, I don't know, probably with the Tornadoes. And then I worked my way back. You know, maybe when I was a kid, I might have heard some stuff, but I didn't remember. But it came from the Tornadoes, worked my way back.
Yeah. It's so good. Just a total, like, melting pot of all the great American musics
yes.
in one band.
Yes. Well and, said, brother.
And, you know, it just... He had the cool organ-driven garage stuff in the 60s. Then he goes to Mercury and moves to the California in the 70s. And as much as I love 60s garage music, the Mercury years in the 70s is just my favorite Doug song.
It's so good. It's so good.
Some of my all-time favorite records in the world. Like, next time you throw a bag of charcoal on the grill and light it up and got to wait for a half hour, throw on the Doug song, the Sir Douglas Quintet LP, Mendocino, crack open a beer, let your charcoal do its thing before you throw your burgers or steaks on. It is probably maybe one of the greatest 30 minutes you'll ever have in your life.
That's good advice, brother.
Yes. All right, so let's get back to the Sir Doug. We got about another 15 minutes, then we'll get out of here, okay?
Let's do it. Thank y'all.
All right.
You're doing it.
I hate to talk over Doug's song, but what is this?
You know, it's something I found a while back, and when I started playing it, I was like, dang, this is disco, Doug. What's going on, man? But it's a remix of A Little Bit Better Than Nada.
And what did you say the production credit was?
Jim Dickinson from Memphis, Tennessee.
That's wild. All right, we got Disco Doug.
Disco Doug, baby. Here we go. We're going to make t-shirts.
We're getting it all.
Yeah.
All right, you know, we only got a few minutes left, so why don't we play a few more? Why don't we say our goodbyes now? That way we can play a few more before we get out of here.
All
right. Hey, Noel, thanks for coming out. I love doing this show with you. And beautiful
vibrations. Yeah. Eric, thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Memphis. Thank you, everybody. Listen.
All right. Tune in next week. Keep it tuned right here, WYXR Memphis.
Down the road. left me many burdens at your head, Lord. And it sure does wig me out when I think about what went down. Crossroads couldn't begin to recognize. Rolled on through my mind till I took the time to concentrate on you. You can teach me.
Adios.